Hi, it's Diane, and I'm very excited for my new book, Daily Meditations for Visionary Leaders. Check it out on my website, visionsapplied.com/meditation. Now, on with the show.
If you are listening to this podcast, it means you are searching. Searching for someone who understands you, someone who gets you. You are yearning to be understood and to belong. Welcome to the Someone Gets Me podcast, where we help smart, talented, and sensitive people navigate an often insensitive world. Let's welcome your host, ambassador, author, speaker, and mentor, Diane Allen. Diane has the experience and knowledge to educate and inspire, as she has been there and understands your unique intensities and their challenges.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the episode on being addicted to being busy and how stillness is where your power lies. Today is such an important day because I think that in our world, we are so reinforced for being busy that we actually become addicted to it. Now, my definition of addiction is that you cannot get enough of what you don't want. And so clearly, we end up being addicted to things that we don't want. And we think maybe addiction's only for drugs or alcohol or something like that. But it's really much bigger than that. Because when we entrain our brain and our way of being into a certain pattern when we don't want it, then now we're addicted to it because we're being controlled by it. And it's negatively impacting our life. I've heard so many people say, I'm too busy for this, or I'm busy about that, or you're so busy, I can't blah, 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 fill in the blank. It's all the over the place. And some people actually pride themselves in how busy they are. Well, it's one thing to be busy in a productive manner where there's a rhythm and a pace and a congruency to what you're doing. And it's another thing to be addicted to being busy even when it's not profitable for you. So I'd like to tell you a story about a person named Jeffrey, who's kind of a mixture of many people that I know. So we kind of have a way to have a frame of reference for this situation of being addicted to being busy. Jeffrey is very, very productive. He is very good at pushing through and making deadlines. In fact, you give him a deadline and he'll beat it or exceed it every time. And he's that perfect worker person, whether it's a business owner or whether it's an employee or a family member that really needs to get things done. This character of Jeffrey is really, really good at it. He is distracted from his own sense of who he really is because of the busyness. And that's where the hole starts, and that's where the void starts that is never, never going to be filled by being more busy anyway, right? So Jeffrey, over time, ends up with less and less connection to himself, less and less awareness of his own mission and purpose. And he may even become depressed or not be able to identify what it is that would bring him joy. And that's because the addiction to being busy mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, socially, or all the above can really wreak havoc on his connection to himself, on my connection to myself, your connection to yourself. In fact, when we're disconnected from our inner self, that still small voice within us, that guiding compass of our heart's desire, starts screaming for attention. And it could scream for attention by anxiety, or holding your breath, or overeating at night, or doing drugs and alcohol, or being really fearful and not sleeping. Even overthinking is a sign of somebody who is not able to be still inside and access their real authentic power. So the longer this cycle goes on, the bigger the hole gets, and the more bankrupt the person gets as far as being able to handle life and be successful in a real authentic manner. So Jeffrey ends up in trouble over time because there is a moment where you hit the wall, right? Where you can't keep it up anymore because we're human beings, not human doings. So the idea that we can keep going, 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 going without ever resting and without ever having a way to take care of ourselves is unreasonable. even though we live in a world that you have to be available 24/7, 365, and if you don't answer right away, then what's wrong with you? It's almost like going to the bathroom isn't private anymore, which is crazy, right? This all happens, this addicted to busyness, this pushing and difficulty and hard life that's very stressful comes at a big price. And the price is medical problems, emotional problems, difficulty in relationships, being disconnected from your own vision and mission and the way you actually want to live your life. In fact, I've had clients that come in and say they were pushing so hard and working so hard to get all of these things done and these projects happened. And then they woke up one day and realized that yes, they earned the money and yes, the project's done, but they're not happy and they don't feel good. They feel like they've aged and all of those things. It's because they missed where their real power is. Our real power, your real power, Jeffrey's real power, all of our power lies in our inner stillness. It lies in going within in a quiet way. It lies in the opportunity to go apart from your normal routine for a while and really connecting to who you are deep inside. Our power is not in being driven by the perceived expectations or the pushing and hurry upness, I guess that's a word, of the world. It just doesn't work that way. Now, I know I've been caught in this just like Jeffrey has. Maybe that's why I came up with this story, because I've been caught up in it in my own world where there's so many things to do as a business owner and a teacher and an author and a healer. There's so many things to do. And when is Diane going to take time for Diane? So I ask you, when do you take time for you? And how do you? If you think you don't need time for you, then you're mistaken. Even smart people, it doesn't matter. It's universal. I have some people that I work with very high IQs who think they can push through like machines. And they can for a while. I've done it for a while. But eventually, there's the wall. And you don't want to hit that wall because the crash usually isn't very pretty. And so it's much more effective to learn how not to hit the wall by balancing, being busy and being effective at it rather than addicted to it, and also learning how to have stillness, which is where your power is. In all of the busyness of life, it's the people that have the ability to step away for a little while, that have the ability to be quiet on the inner world for a while, that actually come up with the inspired great ideas and can see the strategies and plans to implement, whether it's in a family situation or whether it's a corporate situation or a business owner or a student. The setting doesn't matter. It's more effective to have stillness and come from that inner place of calm and power. And the way to do it, like a lot of people say, well, I just can't quiet my mind. You know, it's going all the time. I'm like, well, your mind still gets to think when you're still. It's not about turning it off completely, though you could try that in meditation. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about having everything have a flow and an ease where there's a calmness and a stillness to your thinking and your actions and your words. And the way we do that, the way I taught Jeffrey, and the way I do myself is I practice the art of surrender. Now, the principle of surrender, the art of surrender, has to do with allowing. That means sitting back and kind of opening up to opportunity and possibilities in a very receptive manner. That's what surrender is to me. Now, some people, when they hear the word surrender, they think it means to throw in the towel and give up, you know, wave the white flag. And that is one of the definitions. But the definition I like to focus on is the one that comes from a principled way. And the principle of surrender means I'm open and I allow and I'm receptive to what's happening. The function of surrender is energy conservation. So one of the ways you can tell when you're pushing too hard or addicted for busyness is when you find yourself spinning your wheels or spending an inordinate amount of time trying to get something that you think is relatively simple done. that energy conservation of surrender, where we stop for a minute and allow, is where our authentic power lies. In very sensitive, overexcitable people, in gifted, bright, and talented people especially, this practice of being still and allowing our inner authentic self to rise up and show up is vital. It's that part of us that's urging us and inviting us to move forward and expand. We can't expand when we're addicted to being busy. It's not how it works at all. So what we want to really practice doing is that art of surrender. The way we do that, or the way I do it, is by taking some time apart to contemplate things, to ponder things, to just sit and see, look around, if you will, at my world. Sometimes I achieve my stillness swimming laps in the pool. I love water and I love swimming. And if my body's moving in that rhythmic way, then my brain can be still. It knows what it's doing. The body's kind of on remote, and that's good. It's expending the energy it needs to, and that's wonderful. And now the mind is free to surrender, to allow greatness to come in, inspired ideas, solutions I've been trying to sort out and figure out. All of those things become obvious when we get our mind out of that busy, static, overthinking place. That surrender, that allowing, puts us in a place where we can actually release that staticky kind of interference, if you will. And pretty soon, your inner genius shows up. The inner ideas, the vision that you might be having, and those things that maybe were eluding you. You know, writer's block comes from having too much busyness in somebody's brain or mind or world where they're unable to be open and allow. So the first step is to be open. And the way we do that a lot of times is by breathing. You know, everybody laughs at me, but it's true. We start our breath with an exhale and we just let go for a moment. And then we allow the air to lovingly come into our lungs without sucking or pushing or trying. And we allow our body to just decompress and inhale and exhale to its natural rhythm. Because chances are, if you're busy and you're pushing, you're not breathing rhythmically like your body was designed. So everything is in an emergency stage because there's not enough oxygen when you're doing that. So that would be a very important step. And then we want to spend time in contemplation and a meditation. Contemplation means to think about things and ponder, but it also means to go a little bit deeper than just your mind. It means to contemplate the nature of things, the process of things, the actual importance of things to you and to the world at large. That's what contemplation is. It's just not thinking. Then there's meditation. That's that going within in a nonverbal way and allowing that still small voice within you, or that feeling that you have that's within you, to become more alive. That's what surrender is. That's what stillness is. It's allowing that inner part of you that knows, that just knows. Often there's no words, but it's just there to help guide you. When you're in that quiet place, that's when your genius shows up. So you might think you're wasting time, or maybe it's boring. But if you don't leave space in all of your movement and all of your thinking for the real amazing genius within you to emerge, how is it going to show up? If you're going so fast, you're going to miss it. And then the consequence is this yearning and this feeling that there's something more and I can't be fulfilled and all of those things, which then creates more yearning, creates more addiction, creates more fighting. When if you're already pushing and you're not fully rewarded, pushing more will not reward you. Let me say that again. If you're already pushing for whatever the result is and you're falling short, or you're not quite there, or you don't have all the answers, then pushing more in the same way will not yield the result you're looking for. What will yield a different result, a more expanded result, a more successful result, is for you to stop just stop the pushing for a minute and allow yourself some time of inner stillness. It is really safe to do that. I have several people that I work with that have a difficult time feeling very safe in the world as far as if their ideas will be received, or even bigger, how am I going to do or create the ideas and the visions that I have? And my answer for that is, in the stillness, we trust. We trust that the idea that's uniquely yours also comes with a solution or an avenue or an expression that is uniquely yours. So you trying to do what my expression might be wouldn't work the same way. Just like if I tried to copy what you're doing or go, oh, that's a great idea, I want to do it like that. That all sounds well and good, but if it's not yours to do, it's not going to feel completely aligned. So when you're addicted to being busy, pushing, working, grinding all the time, which is highly reinforced in our culture, you end up sick, sometimes alone, sometimes addicted to actual substances. Sometimes your brain just doesn't want to work for you anymore, and you actually end up with memory trouble and things like that from the stress. All kinds of consequences happen little by little by little over time until the busyness catches up and you slam into the wall. By then, probably you have adrenal fatigue and your stomach's bothering you, and there's all kinds of things. So the better way, I think, is to practice stillness, to be quiet on the inside. Not all the time, but rhythmically. If you look at so many of the very successful people, really successful people out there, they will tell you they have a meditation practice or a yoga practice or some kind of prayer life or something that brings them that inner stillness. They may not use the word stillness. They might say it's quiet time or use the word meditation, yet it's the same thing. It's the practice of slowing down, of being loving and compassionate to yourself, and allowing yourself to be open and allow the universe, allow the beautiful divine ideas, allow your inspiration, whatever words you want to use, but to allow your own unique, personal, wonderful gift to emerge. The gift you have to give the world, only you can give the world. The gift you're carrying to give the world can only be done and given by you. There might be some that are similar, but only you can give the gift you personally have been given. And we only can connect with that when we have that stillness. Now, the seeming irony, I guess, is that that's where our power is. People who want to be powerful and have influence often move really fast and push and go and work and everything. Yet if they don't have stillness inside and they're not able to connect to their authentic self, and then they lose integrity in their behavior because they're too externally focused, their real authentic power eludes them. And that's where that kind of chronic discontent can come. That's why I wanted to speak about this on this episode of being addicted to being busy. That's why my retreats online and my retreats in person offer that time to come apart for just a little while, to take a break and go within and see what amazing things are in there. See what your great ideas are and your great inspiration, and touch the beauty of your own soul. It's in those retreats. It's in those times apart for a while. It's in that contemplation that your authentic power and heart's desire and vision emerge. So remember, when you start pushing and you're so busy that you're exhausted and you hear all of that coming out of your mouth, that it's highly overrated, and that the real effective people have learned that already and have begun a quiet meditation practice or stillness practice. So one thing you can start doing, an actionable step for right now, would be to just exhale. Exhale with me now. And inhale. And exhale. And inhale. And drop your shoulders and maybe relax your jaw just a bit. and feel the difference, that little tiny shift, that's the beginning of being still. There is a powerful presence there, and that's that love in your own heart that's trying to express. So I invite you to spend some time every day, maybe a couple times a day, in stillness and in quiet, so that you can allow that beauty within you to emerge, so that you can bring that gift that only you can bring to the world to come forth. That's what I encourage, to break the cycle of addiction to busyness by being still and allowing your authentic, real, amazing, personal power to emerge. It's a beautiful thing. Now, Jeffrey, he's been making lots of progress, and he uses some of the techniques that I teach in my retreats and some of the breathing we just did. And he journals, and he uses nature to help himself be quiet. It all works perfectly together. There's no wrong answer. And the best way to be still is your way. And pick multiple ways if you would like. Like I mentioned, sometimes I swim. Sometimes I hug a tree or walk on the beach. And sometimes I sit quietly. Maybe I even sit hugging my dog. All of those ways allow me to be open and allow the universe and allow my inspired ideas to come through. Then I can choose what actions to take in a very on purpose and focused manner instead of being frenetic and push, 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 push. I've done that. I have the t-shirt. Hopefully you'll learn from some of these lessons and ideas and take some retreat time, whether it's a retreat with friends, a retreat alone. Retreat means to come apart for a while. And that is so important for our success. As bright and talented people, as sensitive people, as people. So I hope this episode has been useful and supportive of you on your journey. If you have any questions or would like some further information, visit my website, visionsapplied.com, or send me an email through my website, and all that information will be in the show notes, because I'm here to serve you, and I'm here to remind you that someone does get you. I get it. Anything that I can support you with, as long as it's possible, I'm happy to do that. So share this episode if you feel led to, and make sure that you keep your face toward the sun. Look up and see the beauty around you, so the shadows cast behind you, and you can stand in your stillness and in your authority. Until next time, be blessed.
Are you tired of searching for someone who understands you? Join our Facebook group, Someone Gets Me. In this group, you will be able to connect with others who are intense, sensitive, smart, talented, and wanting to be understood. Diane shares her insights and teachings, and you can connect with others. Join today.